Coming up.
Smartphones, smart apps, technology is getting smarter by the minute. What's next? Will emails start writing themselves? Actually, yeah. Google's on top of that. Find out more coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos. If you use Gmail, get ready for something new from Google. This week, it's rolling out something called Smart Reply. Now, how this works is it will guess which emails can be answered with a quick reply, and it prepares a few responses for you. You tap on one of the suggested responses to start editing, and if all is clear, you can tap again to send it. Sounds easy, right? The idea is to make your life a little bit easier and combat email overload. But do you want Google suggesting replies? Could it send the wrong reply? Is this something that you should be concerned about? Our own Georgia Wells, Wall Street Journal multimedia producer, tested this out and is here to fill us in a bit. Hey, Georgia.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. So, Smart Reply, can you break it down for us briefly? How exactly does this work?
So, Google now not only are they looking at the content of your emails for advertising alongside, but also to identify the content of your email and suggest a reply for you. So similar to on Apple with their texting, they sometimes will suggest words for you. Now this is suggesting entire email responses.
What's interesting to me is the use of what they call learning technology. Now, is this where technology kind of learns what you do over time? How exactly does that work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so ostensibly it should mean that over time its suggestions for you will get better. Like it should come to know the type of language that you use, and you know, perhaps it will start to sound more like you.
Right. And you mentioned earlier a little bit about advertising and how Google, you know, knows what we're doing in a way. Is this sort mm-hmm. of, does this worry privacy advocates?
Yeah, I mean, there are privacy advocates who are suggesting now that people use other email services that are encrypted so that like no one other than you and your recipient can read the contents of your email. But for many of us, like myself, like the idea of getting the added help on replying to your emails could also, the privacy trade-off could be worth it if it's that useful.
Right, right, exactly. I mean, I could see myself using it, although, I think of, Siri, for example. Like, sometimes it works flawlessly, and it's mm-hmm. amazing, and other times it's like, no, disaster.
Yeah.
Did you find that it was, did it pan mm-hmm. through on just doing what you needed to do?
So, it's only been out for a couple days, and since then I have tried it, and the answers have been very generic, the type of, like, yes, or I will get back to you, or I will follow up. And so, yeah, they've been helpful. But one of the funny incidents that Google actually wrote about in their press release was that when they tried it internally at Google before they unveiled it to the public, the program actually suggested people respond, "I love you," to their colleagues, which, depending on the circumstance, kind of awkward.
To say, to put it mildly.
Yes. So, and Google said that it was a learning experience for them, and they will no longer suggest people use "I love you" in work contexts. And so, those are the types of hiccups that, I'll be curious if we see more of.
So do you think that people will respond favorably to Smart Reply? Will people actually use it and get good use out of it?
Mm-hmm. Well, the whole industry of how, these artificial intelligence assistants could make our lives easier, whether it's like Siri or Cortana or Alexa, I think that will be fascinating to watch. If it's, maybe it's like someone to answer the phone for you or your emails or just all the data that they have about us and how it could be more helpful for us in the future.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see as they iron out the kinks and really make this work. Georgia Wells, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Smart Reply will be available for the Inbox app for iOS and Android in English. That'll do it for today's Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check us out at wsj.com/podcast, where you'll find all of the Wall Street Journal podcasts. You can also follow us on Twitter at WSJPodcasts and subscribe to us on iTunes as well. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.